Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deese Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and February is American Heart Month. We are going to be talking about our terrific cardiac rehabilitation program at the hospital, including with one of our registered nurses who oversees the program and one of the participants. Before we do, I have a couple of announcements I'd like to share. We have a grief support group that is meeting at our hospital once a month on the second Tuesday of each month. The group is called Restore Us Care Ministry, and it is for anyone who is navigating loss. It could be the loss of a loved one, it could be job loss, divorce, or another significant life transition. This group offers a compassionate space to be seen, heard, and supported. Again, it's open to anyone experiencing loss, regardless of faith background. The group met for the first time yesterday on February 10th. Again, they will meet the second Tuesday of each month going forward from noon to 1. So mark your calendars to join us. This group meets in the hospital conference room, and the group is facilitated by Pastor Sarah Namukose. She is the pastor of Asbury United Methodist Church in Webster City. If you have any questions, you can contact her or contact the church for more information. Also, we have the February Community Blood Drive coming up. It is a week later this month, so it will be next Thursday, February 19th, from 12:30 to 5:30 in the clinic boardroom at the hospital. Appointments are encouraged. Really, the easiest way to make an appointment is to go online to lifeservebloodcenter.org to schedule yours today. We do want to thank the Hospital Auxiliary for hosting and planning the community blood drives here in Webster City, and Scooters for their donation of cookies for our donors. They are appreciated. For those that do come and donate blood, you will also get a coupon for 20% off one item in our gift shop. And this is a fantastic opportunity to support the hospital as well. You shop and they give. So a big thanks to our Hospital Auxiliary for their coordination of the community blood drives. And with that, we're ready to start into our program. As I mentioned, the month of February is American Heart Month. And this week, we observe National Cardiac Rehabilitation Week. This gives us a great opportunity to focus attention on cardiac rehab's contribution to improving the health and physical performance of people at risk for heart disease and those who have been diagnosed with heart disease. This year, it's very exciting. We mark the 30th anniversary of the cardiac rehabilitation program at our hospital, and I am very pleased to have as our guests registered nurse Audrey Eslin, who oversees cardiac rehab at Van Deese Medical Center. And we have one of the cardiac rehab program participants, Ron Lentz, with us as well. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So glad to have you. It is always a joy to have you on the program, Audrey, and thrilled to have Ron joining us as well.
Thank you.
Audrey, as I mentioned, you do such a great job overseeing this program at our hospital. If you would, tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been working with the cardiac rehab program.
Sure. So my name is Audrey Eslund. I have been a registered nurse for almost 14 years now. Seems like it was just yesterday. And I have been running the cardiac rehab program since summer of 2021. I love the cardiac rehab program. It really is just a hidden gem in the hospital. I cannot say enough good things about the program. The patients, the camaraderie, the fun that everybody has while they are exercising and focusing on their health is just very rewarding for me. I am from here in Webster City. I have a wonderful husband. I have a dog. And yeah, I love my job. So
you do, and it comes through every time you're on the program. So it is such a joy to have you back. And in talking about the cardiac rehab program and those participants, they inspire each other. You inspire them. It is a wonderful program. And yeah, they're doing the work.
Yeah,
they're putting in
me.
The work. Right. And so we're going to be talking about the program and how it does impact participants like Ron. So we know that cardiac rehab can't change your past, but it can help improve your heart's future. So let's talk about what cardiac rehab consists of and who is a candidate for this program.
Sure. So cardiac rehab is a medically supervised recovery program for patients who have had a recent cardiac event. It is designed to improve patient outcomes by helping them get stronger, heal faster, and reduce the risk of future heart problems. Cardiac rehab focuses on exercise training, but we also provide education on heart-healthy living, and we provide emotional support for patients who may be having a difficult time coping after a cardiac event. We use safe, structured workout programs that are tailored to each patient's individual needs and abilities while providing education, which helps patients better understand their heart condition.
Very good. And there are different phases to cardiac rehab. Those phases can be done at our hospital. Let's talk about those. What can you tell us about the different phases and kind of what does each one entail?
Sure. So patients who qualify for cardiac rehab have had a recent cardiac event or procedure, such as like a heart attack, open heart surgery, stent placement, heart valve repair or replacement, or a heart transplant. Other chronic conditions may qualify, such as stable angina or chest pain, and heart failure also. So cardiac rehab starts while you're in the hospital after your cardiac event or surgery. Phase two usually starts 1 to 2 weeks after your cardiac event, and it is hospital-based on an outpatient level. It is a supervised exercise program, and that's where I come in, helping people recover faster after they've had that cardiac event. Phase three is the maintenance phase, where patients have graduated from the monitored program and continue to exercise to maintain their progress. During phase three, we promote self-management and patients gain more independence with their exercise. This can be done either at the hospital, it can be done at the gym, or in home programs.
And I think quite often what we hear from those participants that are continuing in phase three is they enjoy coming, and it's kind of that accountability piece. It keeps them coming, and it's in a space that, you know, they are being monitored too. So mm-hmm. that gives some peace of mind to those participants.
Yeah, I think a lot of people really enjoy having staff there. Mm-hmm. They can bring their questions or concerns. We also take their blood pressures, and we can do like an EKG if you're having issues and you want some, I guess, reassurance. Mm-hmm. And then also they meet people throughout their journey and, you know, other patients, the staff, and sometimes it's hard to leave those relationships. Mm-hmm. You want to continue to see those people every day. And that's what holds you accountable, is that when you come to rehab, everybody's there, they know you're there. You know, if you're not there, people are wondering what happened. Are you okay? And so that gets people to say, okay, I want to go. I want to see my friends. I want to have a good time. And that's one thing about our program that I think is really special, is that we have a very relaxed atmosphere that makes people feel like, you know, they can build those relationships and have a little bit of fun with exercise instead of doing, you know, more of a military, you have mm-hmm. to do things this way. We just kind of, you know, have fun while we do it.
It's something to look forward to rather than someone dreading that they need to do the exercise. And yes, that connection is so key. Mm-hmm. The support that's available with everybody there, it helps everyone and just continues to support them on their individual journeys.
Yeah.
Well, we know that participating in a cardiac rehab program is one of the best things a person can do for their heart health following a diagnosis of, say, a heart attack or heart failure, whatever the case may be. What would you stress to those listening about the importance of participating in cardiac rehab if they are eligible?
So cardiac rehab has been shown to reduce mortality rates and hospital readmissions. It improves patients' quality of life, increases their physical function, and supports long-term lifestyle changes, which reduces the risk of future heart problems. We have trained staff who supervise your exercise sessions and assist with increasing the workload on the machines based on each patient's individual needs and abilities. And one thing that I really like about our program is, you know, some people come in and they say, well, you know, I can't do this because, you know, I have knee problems or I have back pain. Mm-hmm. And we can really tailor your exercise program to what you can do versus, you know, just go off a sheet of paper and say you have to do things this way. So it's all about your individual needs and your ability. And so I hope that gets people maybe a little less scared about exercise, mm-hmm. and more
willing to
mm-hmm. yeah, definitely participate in the program.
For sure. We've talked a little bit about this, but I certainly want to hone in. What are a few of the ways patients benefit from the program participating in cardiac rehab?
So cardiac rehab offers physical, emotional, and long-term health benefits. It is one of the most effective treatments after a cardiac event. It can help make your heart stronger by improving your strength and endurance, but the benefits go beyond just physical exercise. We keep patients safe by monitoring their heart and blood pressure, so patients can exercise without the fear of having another event or having another event alone. It helps patients take control of their health by building their confidence. Many people feel scared after a heart event, and rehab shows you what is safe and teaches patients to trust their bodies again. Cardiac rehab is a place where people show up scared, determined, and hopeful. The friendships they develop here just get it. They understand the courage it takes to show up. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional thinking about all my patients. They understand the courage that it takes to show up, and they are there to celebrate every step forward with each other. They cheer each other on, swap stories between treadmills, and they turn a vulnerable event into human connection. And I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And it is. Audrey, you are right in the center of all of that. You are such an integral part of them wanting to come back and participate and do better. And you're there helping them build their confidence. Yes, they're doing the work, but they know they have the support of you there too. And so you are such a key piece of it. And I want to remind you of that.
Thank you. You know, and they are a key piece to me too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I show up every day for them, and I show up every day wanting to give them the best care and the best advice and the best education and support. And I wouldn't be able to have that attitude if I didn't have just the best patients. We have such a great group.
What we appreciate is Audrey finds time to visit with everybody. Mm-hmm. And the patients feel like they're wanted, and this is the place where they should be because someone cares how this all works. So that's what we appreciate about her.
Right, and doesn't everybody want that? I mean, especially when you're going through something that is really tough, you know, for people, especially starting out and they don't know how they're gonna do, just to know that there's this person there and they do care about how you're doing and progressing in your journey. So I appreciate you sharing that, Ron. I do want to bring you into the conversation even more. So Ron is one of the individuals who participates in our cardiac rehab program here at the hospital. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been participating in the program.
Well, I am a retired farmer. We live southwest of Dowse. And I had my open heart surgery October 15th of 24. And I was in the hospital about 9 days. And I come home and they wanted me to go into cardiotherapy within 2 weeks after I came home. So I heard nothing but good about Webster City. So we tried it, and Audrey brought up something, you know, we're nervous when the first time mm-hmm. we go, because I've never been through anything like this. And I started out on the treadmill very slowly. I mean, I was in tough shape. I was in really tough shape. No strength, barely could, you know, keep my balance and all mm-hmm. this stuff. Started out slowly on the treadmill. And then we went to the new step.
Mm-hmm.
The treadmill and the new step. And it was all like in slow motion because I wasn't feeling it. But I went 3 times a week. And every time I went, the people were there. We got to meet a lot of neat people, a lot of friends. And all of a sudden, it was turning into, I got to go to see my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And Audrey.
Yeah.
And the exercise was just kind of secondary, but I knew I had to take it, had to do it. So that's how I went, and from there, I went to the elliptical, which is a lot tougher machine, and so I got off of the treadmill, and that's where I'm at now. I stayed on it three times a week till I think it was March or April. Then I cut back to a couple times a week. Then I took the summer off, and now I'm back there again because I could feel winter wasn't going to do me well, and I needed to get exercising to get my muscles back again. And so I'm back, and I plan on staying there for quite a while, and I feel like I'm almost 100% back again. It's a great place to go to get your rehab done and to get yourself back on track again.
So true. Wonderful news, Ron. Thank you for sharing, and we're thrilled you're back.
Yeah. Feels good.
I'm sure it does. And that is great to hear. And that's inspiring for listeners too. I know you mentioned that you had open heart surgery. What exactly led to that, if you don't mind sharing?
No, it was kind of a process of elimination. My heart wanted to go into AFib a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the procedures done to get it back in. Quite a few procedures, and finally that was enough of that we had to figure out what was going on. So they sent a machine, a monitor home with me, and they monitored the heart, and they figured that I had, first of all, I had one valve that was leaking really bad, and they thought that was what was causing me going to AFib.
Okay.
And so then they had to fix that. Then they told me I maybe would have to have either a cow heart or a pig heart, or not heart, a valve, mm-hmm. a cow valve or a pig valve. And it got in there, and I didn't need any valve that they repaired what was there, but they found the other valve was also leaking. So while they were in there, they fixed two valves. And so that's what got me fixed back up again. Amazing what they can do. But they got my valves all taken care of, and I just need to get some rehab in. And one thing I got to say is that when I started going to rehab, it was all, I never ever once thought that maybe I should try some other place. Never once did that ever come into my mind, because I really was happy with where I was at, and things kept getting better and better. And we celebrate birthdays, we have graduations. It's a fun time, and I just enjoy the people that I exercise with, and it's great. And Audrey is great, and she keeps us all going. And I like to talk a little too much, but Audrey kind of coaxes me along and says, "Okay, you know." And so it's good. It's really good. I would, and I've recommended it to other people that's had to have some kind of cardiotherapy. And I've recommended it. I says there is. I would strongly recommend coming here to the cardiotherapy here, because I says it's just a fun place, and you get your exercise in, and Audrey's good, and nothing much more to say.
Well, I thank you so much for sharing that, and for sharing with others, because a lot of times it is word of mouth, and somebody has a good experience and then says, you need to give this a try. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going through it, and it's a great program.
Yeah.
And sometimes they just need that nudge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, we got about 22, 24 miles to travel, but you know, there's other things we do in Webster City other than this. It works out great for us.
Well, I applaud you for putting in the time and the commitment. It's dedication. Like you say, you're traveling from Dow's, and you have made your health a priority.
Yeah.
You are sticking with this, and you're here sharing with us how great you do feel. You feel like you're nearly back to 100%.
Yep.
Fantastic. Well, we certainly applaud you again for
you.
Continuing with the program and sharing your story with our listeners. So, Audrey, do patients need a referral from their doctor or healthcare provider in order to do cardiac rehab?
Yes, you do need a referral to start the cardiac rehab program, either from your cardiologist or your primary care provider. If you feel like you would qualify for a program, you can always call me and I can help get that referral if you need.
Perfect. Once they're into the program, if they, say in Ron's case, he went through stage 2 and then decides to stay through stage 3, they can continue for as long as they wish?
Yeah, absolutely. I have patients that have been exercising here at the hospital for years. You can pay through our cash pay program, which is $5 a session, and then they just send you a bill monthly. So once you get through the phase 2, which is insurance covered, the phase 3 is a cash pay option.
Okay, very good. And like in Ron's case, he was in stage 3 and then took the summer off, probably was enjoying the outdoors and got outside.
I was active.
Right. And then as we get into those winter months, knew that probably good to get back indoors in a safe environment and keep working on. You don't want to let that progress that you made slip.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that is great. I have to ask too, when you had your AFib prior to your open heart surgery, and then following, did you notice a difference when you were exercising? Could you tell?
Oh, yeah, it was gradual, but yep. It was good to get that feel of getting back to normal again.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen overnight. I mean, it takes a while to get back into shape again, because surgery just drained me. It just drained me. And I kind of wondered where all my muscle and all that stuff went, but now I'm getting back into it again, and it's good. You got to, otherwise you'd feel like a rubber band, you know?
Yeah, you got to keep moving, you're right.
Right.
So, excellent. Any comments or anything else either one of you want to share with our listeners?
I would just say if you feel like you qualify or if it's something you would be interested in, reach out to me because I can, you know, look through your history and see if you have something that would qualify you. We also have a pulmonary rehab program, which a lot of people that maybe don't have a recent cardiac event, maybe you have breathing issues or a COPD diagnosis, and that would get you into our pulmonary rehab program, which is an exercise-based program as well. And we do it right alongside with cardiac rehab. So when people are here exercising for cardiac rehab, we have pulmonary patients as well. And like I said before, you know, they can all support each other and help each other through, you know, especially the initial couple weeks of exercise and fear and maybe some anxiety with exercise. You can see other people in the program who have been, you know, that patient the first day or, you know, that first week, and they really provide support for each other. And
yes.
And so, yeah, if you feel like you qualify, we'd love to have you.
Fantastic. Anything more from you, Ron?
I'm just so happy that I stuck with it and done what I did. Because I know I wouldn't be feeling as well as I do right now. So.
Well, we are too. And I have to say, you're both an inspiration. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yes. Keep up the good work, Ron.
I will.
Yeah. And happy Cardiac Rehab Week.
Yes.
Yes. And I do want to mention to our listeners, if you have questions, like Audrey mentioned, you can certainly give a call, or if you want more information about the program, the number to call is 515-832-7830. And it is Heart Month. We do want to mention heart disease and stroke are largely preventable with awareness and healthy habits and early detection. So again, I do thank Audrey and Ron for being on the program and sharing their stories and inspiration.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Diest Medical Center, where our focus is you.